Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
All right, everybody. It's time for Are You Smarter Than Twitch Chat? The video game trivia show where we ask you the question, or at least we ask Lotus of Doom the question, are you smarter than Twitch Chat? Lotus, welcome to the show. And United Wastelands and Landers Network.
Wow, United Wasteland arrives
welcome.
Literally as the show starts.
Rating
welcome,
us.
Welcome, everybody.
Right as we start the show. This is our Perfect. Elder Scrolls trivia show, or at least the trivia Elder Scrolls trivia edition of Are You Smarter Than Twitch Chat with Lotus of Doom, our contestant. Let me explain to you how this is going to work. And thank you very much, United Wastelanders Network.
Thanks for the raid,
for the new follows. All of you guys, welcome. The way this game show works is that Lotus is going to try to determine if Twitch Chat's answers to these questions are true or a troll. And Lotus, if you get all these, if you get these questions right by the end, you will potentially claim 10 loot crates, 10 stream loot crates, which could include as much as $100 in Amazon gift cards, keys for video games, robots radio items like shirts and things like that, or even something like just a $20 Twitch gift card, or, you know, just some animations and fun things you play with on stream. There's potential to win all that stuff on this game show. Now, here's the thing.
I would say there's good potential.
here's the thing, though. If you, in fact, are not smarter than Twitch Chat, they win the prizes instead. So make sure if you are in chat right now that you stick around. That's the way this works. You got
I would
this?
Say get your hopes very high, chat, because
your hopes very high.
I don't know what I'm in for here.
So here's the deal, chat. When Lotus answers a question, he has to keep his hands up in the air. So we know that he is not Googling. But
yeah,
you guys,
Google or cheat.
You guys can do whatever you want, because if you Google the question and you find out the actual answer, you're welcome to put the real answer, or you're welcome to vote on the wrong answer. Whatever the answer is that gets the most votes is the thing that Lotus is going to have to agree or disagree with. Make sense? So your job is to fool Lotus into failing three times. If you can get him to miss three questions, then chat wins. It's that simple. All right. We'll explain a little bit more as we go. You guys ready for the first question? Or Lotus, do you have any questions?
I have one quick question. If I suddenly say that my dog's name is Alexa and I repeat the question to my dog, does that seem suspicious?
Yes, I would say it does. Yes, it
All right.
does. Yes.
Fair enough. That's a shame.
Yes, you can't do that. So hands have to be on screen when the question's up. We're going to give Twitch a minute to get their votes in. You guys will be voting on the different answers that you see by pushing 1, 2, or 3 in order to vote for each of the answers in order. All right. Let's see. Let's hope this poll comes up and everything works as it does, as it's supposed to. All right, here we go. Here's the first question. Commentaries on the Mysterium Xarxes was written by, and we have three potential answers here, Mincher Camden, Mankar Cameron, or Wanker Companion. Now, Twitch chat, Lotus, don't give your answer yet. You're not going to sway
That's
Twitch
fine.
Chat. It is up
nope.
to them to answer this question. We're going to see what they vote for first. If you think it's Mincher Camden, put 1 in chat. If you think it's Mankar Cameron, put 2 in chat. If you think it's Wanker Companion, put 3 in chat.
Also, I would love the quote that has been marked by your statement. Let's hope this poll comes up, Robots 2020.
Yes, thank you, Haunter Dave. Somebody needs to clip that and use it out of context.
It is fantastic.
All right, those drums mean we're getting close to the end of our time here. And Lotus, you're always welcome to think out loud as we do this. Okay, our time is up, and we have a clear winner with 9 votes.
Yes.
Mankar Cameron. Lotus, do you think Twitch chat is telling you the truth, or do you think that they are trolling you?
Twitch chat is telling the truth. As much as I would love it to be Wankar companion, it is definitely Mankar Cameron.
Let's see if you're right. Woohoo! You are correct. That woohoo means you are correct. It is in fact not Wankar companion. It is Mankar Cameron. Congratulations. First answer correct. That's 1 out of 5 questions. You have successfully collected 1 stream loot crate. That means if you collect 2 more and you get to the end with only missing 2 questions, that will be 3, and then they will double at the end. So you will get 6 as your reward.
I see what, okay.
If you get 4 questions right, that's 4. It'll be doubled at the end. You'll get 8. And if you get all 5, that means 10. 10
gotcha.
Chances at winning the big prizes. All right, here we go. Let's pull up our next question. Starting now. In ESO, crafting motif 70 is for what style? 1, Elder Argonian. 2, Royal Imperial. Or 3, Sea Giants. All right, chat, get your votes in. Again, it is your job to try to fool Lotus, but sometimes fooling Lotus means telling the truth. And if he doesn't know the answer to this, he's going to have to decide whether he trusts Twitch chat or not. Now, in the case of there being a tie, I will roll a die in order to break the tie.
Twitch chat says, this is actually pretty interesting. I'm really enjoying the live bar.
Yeah, the way it moves and stuff.
Voting thing. Yeah, this is actually pretty cool. Very, very, very amused by this.
Mm. Yeah, we even have some dialogue happening in Twitch chat trying to sway some opinions here.
Yes.
All right.
Well, also, this one's pretty good because there's so many crafting motifs.
There are so many.
70.
There are so many. So, time's up. I'm going to make the colors a little bit more readable on here while you think about this. Okay. Twitch chat, at the time that it was up, and it's still there, Royal Imperial is first, although Elder Argonian and Sea Giants are both in a close second. Do you think Twitch chat is trying to troll you, or are they telling the truth?
Well, it's interesting. Royal Imperial isn't actually a crafting motif style in Elder Scrolls Online. It's Elder Argonian. Sea Giants just came out with Vet Kynes Aegis, the trial. I do a lot of crafting.
Uh-huh.
So it's Elder Argonian would be my guess.
So Twitch chat is trolling you.
They are trolling me. Just a little bit.
All right. Well, it's a good thing that they're trolling you because woo-hoo! You got this one right as well. Congratulations. Twitch chat. Yep. Royal Imperial is not actually a motif. Yeah, that was the
Regular Imperial.
Yep. Yep. But that was the if you voted for that one and you thought it was real, then you don't do enough crafting because you don't know.
I think a regular Imperial, you want to get real weird. I'm pretty sure Imperial itself was, it only comes in a gold book, and I think it's Imperial is the 10th motif chapter.
Mm. Yeah, it's one of the early ones. For sure.
It was one of the OG ones, but yeah. You could get it if you got the Super Douche edition.
Super Douche. That's what that edition is now officially called. The Super Douche edition of Elder Scrolls Online.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you've gotten the first 2 questions right. That means that chat can still win and keep you from collecting any prizes by fooling you on the next 3 questions. Now, here's the deal. Even if they only fool you on 1 or 2 of these questions, I will still award chat the loot boxes they steal from you.
The ones they steal. That seems good.
Right.
That seems
right. So there is still a chance.
Clean up.
Yeah, there's still a chance for you to take away everything. There's still a chance for chat to win some loot boxes. And when chat does win some loot boxes, be ready, chat, because I will be putting a link in chat for you to click on. And only the first people to click the link can get the rewards until the rewards are all gone. So there's not enough loot boxes for everybody. You have to be ready for that. All right, here we go. Question number 3. Where is the Hollow City? Is the Hollow City in 1, Malibal Tor, in 2, Stormhaven, or in 3, Cold Harbor? Twitch chat, get your votes in. Lotus, if you need to be reasoning this out loud, you're welcome to do so.
I can say that I love Stormhaven, and it's very, very pretty. Malibator is a living nightmare to try to travel around in playing because there's so many mountains and everything. I was just doing surveys there, and it's awful to try to get around without way shrines. You're just stumbling over everything. And then Cold Harbor is similar effect, except without mountains, it's just got giant cliffs and craters and black holes. Well, and ball sucks.
Electric looking water, whatever
yes,
that stuff is. Yeah.
Which is incredibly hard to fish in for Master Angler because you can't see the fishing spots. It's too bright.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yes.
All right. Time is up. It looks like Cold Harbor is the winner of this one with chat, at least. Are they telling you the truth or are they trying to troll you?
They are telling me the truth on this one. It is in Cold Harbor. It's the center city that you first get dropped into.
All right. Well, let's see. Woohoo! You are correct again. That is three in a row. And you thought you weren't going to do good at this. Congratulations so far.
I always assume trivia is going to screw with me more than I guess it does. I don't know. Maybe I'm just lucky.
Maybe. So that means that you have, at this point, you are definitely going to get 6 Stream Loots packs. The question is, will chat be able to steal away some from you before the end of the game show? So let's see. Here comes question number 4. A potion of restore stamina is not made with what? 1, wisp wrappings. 2, eye of sabercat. Or 3, nern root.
This is
Twitch chat, get some votes in.
This is some Skyrim alchemy and not even ESO alchemy. I haven't made this in a while.
Dig into those old memories.
This one's gonna be a little tougher. Huh. Yeah, this one's, I don't remember Skyrim.
I'll give you a hint.
Nearly as good.
I'll give you a hint. There are many different ways to make a restore stamina potion. There are many different combinations. And there are many combinations that will work out. One of these is not an ingredient that will work in any combination.
Right. That's... Yeah, this one's actually got... I only know one that I'm pretty sure does always make it. And the other two, I'm very curious on which one actually is in none of them. So, interesting.
All right, time's up. What do you think? Is Twitch trying to tell you the truth with Eye of Sabercat, or are they trying to troll you?
I think they are trying to troll me. This one I am very unsure on. I believe that, much like in ESO, Nernroot has largely negative universal properties. So I think it's Nernroot that actually doesn't restore stamina. It detracts from your stamina.
Interesting. All right, let's see. Woo-hoo! You are correct again. Eye of Sabercat and Wisp Wrappings are both used in Restore Stamina Potions, but not Nernroot.
Okay, yep. So that it is still... I couldn't remember if it changed from the previous games to ESO, so that's... All right, that's reassuring to know that it is.
Yeah. And Jessica Starr says, no, eat the nerd root. I like that, nerd root. That's a good one. All right, so that means that that's 4. You have definitely collected now 8 packs of Stream Loots boxes. That's 8 times 5 cards that you're going to be getting that could potentially be a big winner for you. So big deal here. All right, we have 1 left, and Twitch chat, you guys still have a chance to trick him on this one in order to get one of the loot packs. Otherwise, he will be walking away with 10 Stream Loots packs. You ready for the last question?
All right, let's do this.
All right, here we go. What is the bottomless pit? 1, a Daedric realm. 2, a fat Nord's nickname. Or 3, an inn in Dusktown. All right, chat, get some votes in. 1 for Daedric realm, 2 for fat Nord's nickname, and 3 for an inn in Dusktown. And the question here, Lotus, is, are they going to tell you a false answer? Are they going to look this up and know the answer and tell you a false answer because they think you're trying to, they know that you know that they're trying to fool you, or are they going to give you the right answer?
Actually, This one's pretty good too. I love that it's a Fat Nord's nickname is a solid one. But that, oh wow, this is yeah, I'm not gonna have it. Oh wow, that's the ultimate way chat control me. Let's just go even across the board.
Yeah, and then if there's a tie, then I will just roll a dice for. It looks like they've decided to tie this at completely the same amount of votes for all three. All right, I'm giving this a dice roll. We just had a tiebreaker show up. We had another tiebreaker show up.
Yep, there it is.
All right. There it is. Two tiebreakers showed up after time. I'm gonna let that break the tie. I'm
gonna let it slide.
I'm gonna let that go. And because otherwise I'd just be rolling the dice anyway, so it really doesn't matter. Here we go.
So this is actually like a really pretty good question, because the fact that it's the bottomless pit is very similar to a Daedric realm, but it's not. So that's I believe it's the Ashen Pit or something like that is Malakath's realm. I forget exactly what it's called, but I think that's what that is. The real trick is, though, is it a Fat Nord or is it an inn? Because I don't have a good
I mean, it could either be it's a name in either case. It's a name for a person, a nickname for a person.
So
or
I'm
it's the
really
name of an inn. Twitch chat has voted on an inn in Dusktown as
you know
the
what?
Bottomless
I'm gonna
pit.
I'm gonna actually go with an inn in Dusktown for this, because this is a tricky one. So
all right, so you're gonna trust them. You think that they're telling the truth?
I'm actually gonna trust them. The only one I can that I can rule out is the Daedric realm, because it's very close to, but not the Daedric realm. Mm-hmm. The other two I'm kind of confused on.
Yeah, it's not one of the little micro realms that just gets shown up in some sort of little side quest
it's
somewhere.
It's the one that fell out of the Ashen Pit.
Yeah. It's below the Ashen Pit. It's the bottomless
it's
pit below.
It's below the Ashen Pit. It's where all the ash falls afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll go with I'll agree with Twitch chat on this one and say it's a town. It's an inn in Dusttown.
All right, let's see. Let's see what the answer is. All right, you got it. You are correct. You got 5-5. You're starting this game out on a very high level. I'm sorry, Twitch chat. You guys weren't able to fool Lotus of Doom. I thought some of these questions were going to be pretty tricky, but it looks like you know more about Elder Scrolls lore than I expected. I guess it's a good thing you're a co-host on the podcast.
Very good, especially with Dusttown being relatively new to the series, being down in Blackreach. Mm-hmm. I haven't spent enough time down there to really know what exactly. I'm like, I don't know. It could be.
Well, now you'll have to go look around
there.
Yeah, because there's an inn called the Bottomless Pit.
It.
That's an awesome name for an inn.
Right. If anybody follows the podcast Twitter, I'll post a picture of it too. I'll find it in game and put a picture up to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast Twitter. Just so as soon as I can pick it out in game.
Awesome. Well, here's your celebratory music marking the end of this episode. Congratulations, Lotus of Doom. You have won 10 Streamloots packs. And if you log into Streamloots, if you look at below the player, you can click on that and make sure that your Twitch account is connected. And then I can send you those packs. Or, of course, you could decide if you would rather to give them away to Twitch chat. That is totally up to you.
I was about to say, I feel bad winning the prizes from people in Twitch chat. So can we actually give that was a lot of fun. So can we give that to the Twitch chat? I will voluntarily give mine out to Twitch chat.
Of course.
For the betterment of everybody rating us and hanging out with us.
Of course. Let me pull up Twitch chat. You make sure you stay there, because we have 10 packs for you to grab hold of if you are one of the first 10 people to click on the link. And thank you, Lotus, for being so generous with Twitch chat.
Of course.
All right. Let's, I just have to get to my little section of this thing, and it's sending me to the wrong place, which is awesome. Thank you, website. Here we go. Setting it up. So, Lotus, you know what we need to do is figure out who's going to be our next contestant, and I think I'll do that in a future episode. The plan right now is to for new contestants to be subscribers, that's the word, subscribers to this specific Twitch channel, to Robots Radio Twitch channel. So that's what we're going to do. All right, here are 10 free packs. packs all set up and ready to go. I will put the link in chat. First 10 people to click it will get a free pack. Thank you to Lotus of Doom. Congratulations again, Lotus. And here you go. Thank you, everybody, for coming and hanging out, watching the show tonight, for checking out the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, and for checking out the game show, Are You Smarter Than Twitch Chat? And I guess we can say officially that Lotus of Doom is smarter than Twitch Chat. Congratulations, Lotus.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Yay.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, Lotus has got to get some sleep. I've got to get going as well. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Is there somebody that we should go raid? We've got a nice little group here today. Anybody have a recommendation for somebody to raid? Pulling up the list right now.
Who's up?
Who's up right now?
So it's a different games this evening.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody playing ESO? A lot of my regulars are not currently up right now.
Yeah. Tony Axe Out is currently playing Elder Scrolls 5. He's actually one of the newest stream team members. He is. He does live action roleplay as a member of the Blades. It's pretty hysterical.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've seen him before. What's his name? Tony what?
Tony Axe Out.
Axe Out. There he is. Yep.
He's a funny dude. He's a funny dude.
All right, we're gonna go raid Tony. Everybody jump in, say hi to Tony from Robots and Lotus. And we'll be back again Thursday night next week for our patron episode of the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, about an hour and 15 minutes before this time period. And I will be back streaming games and playing more game shows with our community again in the future. So if you want to make sure that you are here for the next game show and you might actually like to be a contestant, make sure you turn on notifications, because I don't have a regular time for doing the game shows, but I will be doing them a few times every week with different kinds of trivia. We'll be doing some more Elder Scrolls, maybe some Fallout, maybe even just kind of random video game trivia. We'll see. All right, everybody, thank you for being here. Let's do the raid thing, and got that coming up right here. And give away free pack of cards.
Giving away a free pack of cards.
Awesome. All right, I'll put another pack of cards in here for you guys to claim. Oh, somebody won!
Just won $20 on Amazon.
Sweet!
Hunter Dave, congratulations!
Nice, dude!
Nice! All right, well, I can't go do the raid yet. Hunter Dave, if you send me a message, here's the extra pack for you guys to get. Shoot me a message. Sweet stuff, dude. Congratulations. See,
somebody's
going to win. I knew somebody was going to win. That's awesome.
Right? That's sweet.
Awesome. Send me a message on Twitch. I believe everybody can message me. If not, go to the Discord and send me a message.
Or you can tag me too. Discord. Mine should be open.
Get a hold of one of us. Get a hold of one of us. All I need, I believe, is an email address in order to send you your gift card. So congratulations. That's awesome. Our first
so glad.
Game show prize claimed. That's awesome. All right.
Hooray.
Hooray. Congrats. All right. I hope you got all those details. Maybe I'll even click your name and make sure that I can accept your friend request. And I'll send you a whisper. Think did that pop up? I don't know. There's too many things happening at once. We'll do the raid. I'll reach out to you. You reach out to me. We'll make sure this works out. All right, everybody. See you guys later.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.